Congressman Bill Inyart's on the other end of the line. William, how are you this morning, buddy?
Well, I'm great, Tom. Thanks. How are you doing today?
Well, you sound strong. I mean, 8 days out, and I know you've been doing a lot of campaigning. I mean, you sound great.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful week to be campaigning in Southern Illinois, and I've had great times chatting with folks and talking about issues and just getting around the district. When you got a district the size of the state of Connecticut, it takes a bit of getting around to get there.
And I know you were busy a lot in Southern Illinois last week, including a visit to the Marion VA.
Well, that's right. We did. It was the Carbondale VA clinic.
Excuse
we stopped
me.
At, Tom, and talked to some veterans who were there, and then also talked to some staff. Didn't talk to any administrators. They were busy in meetings, and that's just fine with me because you know me. I like to talk to the folks who get the job done, and it pretty much followed. The track that I've found at Marion and at the other clinics around the district, and folks are generally pretty happy with their treatment. What they're not happy with, of course, is red tape and some delays occasionally. And the staff folks are concerned over staff shortages. So we're going to continue working on that. We did pass that bill, putting a lot of extra money into the VA and opening up 21 new clinics nationally with one new one in Cape Girardeau, which will help the folks on the west side of the district. And it's going to take a while for that money to really help get staffing numbers up, but we're sure getting there.
All right, now a week tomorrow, we're going to get to the election. It's happening. There's no putting it off now. A week from tomorrow, if you were try to simplify this, not necessarily the lowest common denominator, but close, what is the election about between you and Mike Boss? How do you define it?
Well, the way I define it is, you have to take a look at the promises that have been made and the performance on those promises. I said when I ran 2 years ago that I was going to support Illinois coal mining and Illinois coal miners, and I have done just that. I have certainly stood toe-to-toe with EPA administrators, and I've gotten the comment period extended on these greenhouse gas emission rules that the EPA is trying to put into effect. And as a result of my hard work on those issues, the United Mine Workers have endorsed me because I not only represent coal mine owners, I represent coal miners. And I want to make sure that our coal miners get taken care of. Secondly, I said that I would work hard for Illinois agriculture. The ag community is not just a vital part of our economy, but agriculture feeds the world. You need a doctor once a year. You need an undertaker once in a lifetime. You need a farmer three times a day. So I've worked very hard, and that's why I have been endorsed for re-election by the Illinois Farm Bureau. And I said that I would work hard for Sky Air Force Base and for veterans, and I have done just that. I've been endorsed for re-election by both Vets Vote and by Vets Vision, which are two veterans organizations, and with Scott Air Force Base, we're growing Scott Air Force Base. We've got two new cyber squadrons, 320 new military folks coming into Scott Air Force Base, which is certainly going to help the economy up here in the Scott Air Force Base area. So you have to look at promises made and the performance on those promises. I believe that I've certainly performed there. With my seat on the Armed Services Committee, and the fact that I retired as a two-star general, I certainly have and the only two-star general serving in Congress, only retired two-star serving in Congress, I have a much, dare I say, louder voice on the Armed Services Committee than other folks do. So, and on veterans issues. So it's certainly been a privilege for me to serve in Congress, and I intend, if reelected, to continue working just as hard as I can for Southern Illinois.
When you're working on the federal level for reelection, do the actions of state government in Illinois, are they the proverbial albatross around your neck while you're running for reelection? Does that add an extra burden because of the situation Illinois finds itself in economically, and who was at the helm during that time period?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when I go out to D.C., when I go out to Washington, D.C., people will talk about that. And I tell them, well, Illinois is an equal opportunity employer. We put both Republican and Democrat governors in jail, and that's a sad situation. But there's one candidate in the race who's spent 20 years in state government, who's spent 20 years in the state legislature, and voted for budgets that were that put us into this financial mess that we're in today, and voted for $800,000 copper doors in the state capitol, and voted for golf courses in Chicago. You know, that person now wants to move up to Congress, and I'm not so sure that the votes that my opponent's taken are the kind of votes that we need to see people take in Congress. You know, I've been busy working in Congress cutting waste and cutting abuse, and just an example of that, of course, is the camouflage uniform amendment that I got tacked on to the national defense budget, where we over 10 years we're going to save almost $1 billion. And another point is the infrastructure bill that I'm sponsoring with a Republican congressman from West Virginia, Congressman McKinley. And in that, you know, we found, when we started digging a little bit, that these Inspector General reports and these GAO reports wind up sitting on a shelf. You know, they gather dust. And Congressman McKinley's bill, my bill, our bill, would require federal bureaucracies to put those IG findings into effect to save the money. And then we take that money that's saved and put that into infrastructure development, put that into fixing the highways and fixing the bridges and fixing the airports. That's really where we need to head, not wasting money on copper doors and golf courses in Chicago.